This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. To get rid of all your pet smells, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. Buy one, get one until Sunday, January 31st. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What exactly did you mean when you said that the enemy is within? What exactly did
it mean? It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress.
Seems like an overreaction.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Thank you for your leadership during these trying times.
In the darkest stage of the pandemic, your daily briefings live from New York gave us hope, gave us clarity, gave us the truth, and gave us something that we were not getting from Washington. Leadership.
What?
I was trying to think of something that I could say to you.
It's a tragedy, and I understand. Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, people died. People died.
Hey, now is not the time for your cold-hearted analysis.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, AOC is so concerned about her safety in the Capitol. But she's still a lot safer when she's with her Republican colleagues than she would be in a nursing home that is regulated by Andrew Cuomo in her home state of New York. 844-500-4242. You notice how the Democrats now are very concerned about conspiracy theories after they promoted one, a totally false one, fabricated, concocted by Hillary Clinton's dirty tricksters, the Russian collusion hoax. Now they're concerned there are too many conspiracy theories out there. 844-500-4242. This is from Daniel Horowitz, and he sums up what's happened with GameStop pretty well. If you are not a member of the ruling oligarchy, you can buy a stock only when it benefits the ruling oligarchy, but not when the oligarch shorted the stock and will lose money. In that case, you can only sell. They, the esteemed members of the system, on the other hand, can do what they want at any point to win the rigged game. That was essentially the lesson the American people learned this week about our government, corporate, manipulated economy when the oligarchs got together to block people from buying stocks like GameStop after the well-connected Wall Street hedge funds were slated to use billions on their short sale gamble. By the way, one of the companies that was hit hardest is run by a guy named Gabe Plotnick. Gabe Plotnick bought a little getaway for himself in Miami Beach last fall. Taylor, you want to know how much he paid?
I'm going to say $2
million. $44
million. Oh, that's a little bit more than I anticipated.
$44 million. You know, $2 million in those neighborhoods isn't even a starter tool shed, let alone a starter home. Time now for the Chump Line.
Loving. Can you believe that Chuck Schilling whining about the Hall of Fame? I don't care if he hit a three-pointer with a bloody shirt at Lambert Field. No Trump supporter has any place at Coopersville. So let's not get silly here.
That message was dictated from the back seat of a Tesla. And the Tesla was riding on top of a diesel-fueled flatbed pickup truck. That's from Officer Mark. I think he's probably right. I can't see Kerry driving the 439 miles. And number two, how did he get down there without a charge? And number three, do we really think John Kerry just twiddled his thumbs at a gas station somewhere where it was charged up?
Cuomo saying they did the best they could on nursing home deaths. It's kind of like Biden saying they had the best voter fraud organization going.
It's been debunked, okay? Polyfact or Snopes or one of those places said about Biden's remark that they had the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in American political history. It's been debunked. He said it, but it's been debunked. Now just shut up and don't try to short out any oligarchs, because they gave big money to Joe Biden and they own a $44 million mansion in Miami Beach, you damn deplorables. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding President Biden that while he and the good doctor redecorate the White House, they could save energy and increase the property value by putting in some of our wicked awesome windows and doors.
40 executive orders in 9 days. This is what actual authoritarians look like.
Exactly. How bad is it when the New York Times tells you to stop it? You know, in a very chummy, collegial way, putting Joe in the headline. But still, even the New York Times, the authoritarians at the New York Times know something is amiss.
She's known as Circleback Sacky, a know-nothing, moonbat lackey. Just the fact she's part of Plugs Act is more proof the left has gone wanky.
I was looking up her husband. Someone said he thought that the husband worked for Citadel, which was another one of those companies like Plotnick's that got caught short, shall we say, in the GameStop adventure. And I couldn't find him with Citadel, but his name is Gregory Metcher, and he used to be the chief of staff to Joe Kennedy, the bust-out, extinguished congressman from Massachusetts.
It's interesting because there's a Jeff Psaki that works for Citadel. Same spelling.
But it's Jeff, not Gregory, right? Gregory is her husband.
Gregory's a completely different last name, isn't it?
No, Gregory Metcher is his name. M-E-C-H-E-R.
Right, I'm talking about a man named Jeff Psaki.
Oh, Jeff Psaki?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I just looked on Wikipedia, and everybody seemed to agree that she was married to this guy named Metcher. I guess that's why that's the confusion, that this guy's Psaki. Maybe that's her brother.
Can I get me some solar panel makers here, please?
I think first, though, I need an extension cord. Because Pete from Rentham says, also note that all electric vehicles get reduced range in cold weather, which it's been very cold lately. Well, what was it last week, though? That's when he said he drove it down. Batteries don't like temperature extremes. No way Kerry made it to D.C. on one charge.
Joe Biden said he doesn't have an opinion on short selling, but he does believe midgets should have access to the stock market.
He has no comment on short selling as long as the big guy gets his 50%.
When Press Secretary Psaki was asked if the Biden administration's slogan is Build Back Better or Broke Back Better, her response was Circle Back Better.
Watch out. Broke Back. Can't say anything bad about Broke Back Mountain, or you'll be charged with a hate crime.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. You asked if that was George Pataki, Jen Psaki's real hair color? Well, of course it is. I just snipped it the other day. I mean it.
I'm going to circle back with you on that one, Mr. President.
Start spreading the news. I am not to blame. Old people die every day in New York, New York.
We'll play the cut after the break where he says, who cares, they died. Again, that would be a major, major headline if a Republican ever said something like that. A Democrat said it, so nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
Dr. Fauci. I'm starting to think he's as much of a doctor as Dr. Joe Biden.
I think he does have a MD. But on the other hand, I don't think he's pr- practiced a lot. He went into the bureaucracy in 1968 when Lyndon Baines Johnson was still president of the United States. That's a very long time. I guess he's gotten a lot of step increases over the years because he's now the highest paid employee in the federal government. $416,000 a year.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Yes, the vaccine distribution metrics are disappointing, but I want to assure the folks in the community that we'll get this running as smoothly as the T and the DMV. I'm going to use the New England Compounding Center as a central hub and put Annie Ducan and Sonia Farrark in charge of distribution. And if you'll just wear a mask, we'll be able to get this done faster than the big dig.
He worked in all of Charlie Parker's scandals into one chump line message. Good work, Governor.
I don't care if some hedge fund guys go bankrupt. I mean, they could always learn how to make solar panels.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it any better. That's exactly right. If they don't care about pipe fitters on the Keystone XL pipeline or laborers or coal miners or all the people, the Indians in New Mexico that are going to lose money from their losing the oil and gas leases, why are we supposed to worry about a guy with a $44 million house in Miami Beach?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Did you know that when John Kerry returned the Tesla to the dealership, he threw the car over the wall? You know, like his medals. That was a good one, 603. The Chump Line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to leave a message, do so between the hours of 1 and 4 every weekday. Dial 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we might play it on Chop Chumps, which is the podcast that we post every night on wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages that ended up on the cutting room floor that you didn't hear today, but they were posted today. It's usually a pretty good Chump Line, an extra Chump Line. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding President Biden that while he and the good doctor redecorate the White House, they could save energy and increase their property value by putting in some of our wicked awesome windows and doors.
Joe Biden said he doesn't have an opinion on short selling, but he does believe midgets should have access to the stock market.
844-500-4242. Someone says that's Jen Psaki's brother, not her husband. And again, I'm sure it's not her husband if the mentions on the internet are correct. But Citadel has got badly burned too. I saw one of the hedge fund companies. They said they only took a 10% hit on the GameStop. It's a $3 billion company, so they lost $300 million. I guess it's nice to only be able to take a 10% hit, and it adds up to $300 million. You got $2.7 million left. Although I would think probably a lot of the investors are moving towards the exits as fast as they can. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
917 says, one thing we've learned between the election and the GameStop story is that liberals don't like it when you can cheat better than them. That's a good way to put it, isn't it? Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm for all your house odors. You need the Eden Pure Air Purifier. Through Sunday, January 31st, BOGO is back. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
As climate czar, how will John Kerry travel? Commercial, government plane, flying squirrel.
And now if we knew it at the time, we would have put in Tesla.
You should have also put in pink bicycle.
Yeah, pink girly bicycle, yes. I'm going to go for a new government jet.
Yeah, 68% say the government wings are the wings for him.
And how many people say he's going to go commercial?
2%.
That's probably about the percent that have actually interacted with him on a commercial flight back in the day. And he's been married to Mama T for a long time now, so it's been a long, long time since he's been on a commercial flight with the hoi polloi like you and me. Let's play the Cuomo cut one more time, because, again, you're not going to hear this on any newscast tonight. Maybe on Fox or Newsmax, but that's about it. Not on MSNBC or CNN or any of the alphabet networks. Cut 27.
A third of all deaths in this nation are from nursing homes. New York State, we're only about 28% only. But we're below the national average in number of deaths in nursing homes. But who cares? 33, 28 died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
But who cares? They died. I love that Democrat compassion, don't you? So remember what Trump said at the rally on January 6th. He said, go on down there and you're going to protest peacefully and patriotically. So there was an MSNBC contributor again. I've never heard of the guy. But this is what he said about what Trump said and what it would have led to had he said it in the Middle East overseas. Cut 44.
If you took what President Trump said and you instead put it in Anwar al-Awlaki's mouth, we would be talking about a drone strike overseas. So that's one aspect with our political leaders, you know, talking about this rhetoric.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Did al-Awlaki ever say demonstrate peacefully and patriotically? I mean, this guy is accusing Trump of using incendiary rhetoric when he's saying that he would have been executed, that the president of the United States would have been executed if he had said that overseas by a CIA drone strike. Is that inciting anything? Is he going to be canceled? That guy from MSNBC? No, I rather think not. 844-500-4242. Here's the fake Indian on GameStop. I love these. I love the tap dancing all these Democrats are doing on GameStop. Stop. Cut 43.
How do you know who's manipulating the stock at this point? I mean, people are liking to tell a David versus Goliath story, but are you entirely sure that's right? Are you entirely sure that there aren't wealthy people on both sides, that hedge funds haven't moved in on the side of the people who've bid up the price of GameStop?
You know, when she was first running for the Senate, she got more money from Wall Street than any other non-incumbent in American history. And she's standing up for the people who gave her money. I'll bet Gabe Plotnick gave her a lot of money. I'll bet Jen Psaki's brother gave her a lot of money, too. 844-500-4242. One of the people that made a lot of money is a guy named Kevin Gill. He's from Boston. Used to work for an insurance company. He's got a wife and two kids, and he works out of the... New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. but they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242 if you want to do some early shopping for Valentine's Day. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. All of our cheap bastard deals today, there are a bunch of great ones. Car washes, cryo, IVs, body wellness, all kinds of things. And the car washes are really great. And defensive strategies in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you buy any of our cheap bastard deals half price for however much it is, you also get a free copy of What Really Happened. You don't even have to sign up for anything. It's just sent to you along with your certificate. So there's a lot of good deals out there. Do your Valentine's Day shopping early. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. All right, you know what time it is now.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
It's that time of the week. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper involving the local constabulary, the police department reacting to some menace or a naked man or whatever. And what you should do, it could be from your local paper's police column. Many of papers still have the column, the police log, the police blotter. It could be a standalone story. And what you should do when you see a funny story involving the local constabulary, send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. Or you can still use our fax numbers, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday, we read the best entries of the week, and the two best entries get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They'll be getting a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
All right, which you can get for free if you buy any kind of cheap bastard deal today only for that that special offer, pre-Valentine's Day.
All right, here are the runners-up, Howie. Popeye's employee assaults coworker with chicken. 19-year-old.
What else would he use? It's Popeye's. Right, he's not going to
could have been,
you know, hit him with a veal shank,
could have been spinach. It's at Popeye's.
19-year-old Popeye's chicken employee Trinity Hillsman and her 20-year-old brother Brennan Hillsman were charged with assault after Trinity assaulted her coworker with a piece of chicken, and her brother came back with friends to assault the victim a second time by kicking him while on the ground in the parking lot. So the two.
Was it a drumstick, a breast, a thigh? What did she use?
It says a piece of chicken, and if I had to surmise, I would say probably a nugget of sorts.
A nugget?
You don't think they went for like a nice big tender, like a nice breast?
Well, I would say either a breast, a tender, or a nugget. I would not say a bone, because I think we would hear about it if a bone was involved, because that can make it a deadly weapon probably, right?
No, I think it would be a dangerous weapon at most.
Okay.
To wit, a dangerous weapon. I would think, though, the only thing that you could really hold in your hand as a cudgel or a sap would be a leg, wouldn't it?
Maybe you, if you don't think you could handle the piece of chicken. But, you know, some people are more advanced in street fighting.
I just don't think I would want to bring a chicken breast to a
chicken
knife
fight. Yeah. Well, the employees fought. It's not made clear what about. The girl threw the piece of chicken, and then her brother and his friends waited by the man's car to basically jump him. And he said, the guy jumped out and said, "What's all that talking with my sister?" Then they started punching and kicking Isaac in the parking lot. I hope Isaac sues and gets some money out of this. Bank robber gave teller his actual ID during ill-fated heist.
I saw this. This is great.
They're just not making bank robbers like they used
They're
to.
They're
really
Somewhere
Whitey Bulger is rolling over in his grave thinking about the utter incompetence of the modern-day bank robber.
A Chicago bank robbery suspect gave a teller his state-issued ID, along with a withdrawal slip.
You know who I am?
Demanding...
Wait, his state-issued ID? Is that anything like an EBT card?
No, I think it was his
real ID. But imagine it's a driver's license.
But why wouldn't it say a driver's license? Right? Why is it saying a state-issued ID if it's a driver's license?
That's also a state-issued ID, is it not?
I know it is, but it's very imprecise.
And that's a good question, Howie. You can look
into
that.
Maybe that's just how the police log had it documented.
This is why you develop sources in the police department, right, Taylor?
Yeah.
So you can find out what was really used.
Is that a dig at me that I didn't find the source of whether or not it was an EBT or an ID?
No, I'm just saying, Taylor used to go down to the New Bedford Police Department just like I used to go down to the Winston-Salem Police Department and sometimes the Boston Police Department.
Edner Flores, 34, entered a PNC bank in the city's Humboldt Park section and waited in line before handing a teller a deposit ticket with the words armed and no die packs. But Howie, die was spelled...
D-I-E?
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the problem. The Chicago schools have been out for a long time, and the teachers are still refusing to go back. And this is the kind of tragedies that are going to occur.
Leading the quick-witted bank employee to press a silent alarm, the savvy teller then asked Flores, who was wearing a hood and a surgical mask at the time, if he wanted to make a deposit or a withdrawal. The employee then gave Flores a blue withdrawal slip on which he scrawled $10,000 and filled out his account number as 1234567 89 before handing it back. Flores proceeded to give his authentic ID to the teller when asked, forking over his temporary state ID card issued by the Illinois Secretary of State just days earlier. So that kind
What's
of answers
his name?
It. Edner Flores.
I'm going to guess it was not a legitimate driver's license under any circumstance.
I'm starting to think it might not have been either. Man covered in...
It certainly wasn't a voter ID card, says Rambo 413. Yeah, I think we can assume that safely, yes.
Man covered in lubricant pleasures himself throughout Nashville Walmart.
Throughout Nashville Walmart?
So there's this site, Howie, and it's called The Scoop Nashville, and they collect a lot of mugshots and crazy stories. And so in May of 2020, the man here, Brian Love, posted.
Brian Love was into some self-love at the Walmart?
Exactly. He posted, "Please don't ever let me end up on Scoop Nashville," because that's like the big site.
Right.
And so then they captioned this, "Brian, today is your day." On Monday, Metro Police located 26-year-old Brian Love exposed and covered in lubricant while pleasuring himself and pushing a shopping cart through a Nashville Walmart.
And yet all these little mom and pop stores are shut down.
Oh.
And yet Walmart's is allowed to be open in this kind of person using lubricant for his own unspeakable ends is allowed to run amok.
Shocking. It says he also appeared to have been watching an adult movie on his iPhone. Multitasker. Wife accused of stabbing husband after finding photos of him having sex with another woman. But that woman ended up being herself.
A
woman in Mexico was so blinded by jealousy that she couldn't recognize her own naked...
I bet she was blinded by something else. Maybe it was tequila involved in this incident?
Or maybe she hadn't seen a recent picture and said, "Who's the fat broad that my husband's banging?"
No, I think it's the opposite. A woman in Mexico was so blinded by jealousy that she couldn't recognize her own body before resorting to violence. The angry wife is accused of stabbing her husband after finding photos of him having sex with a much younger and slimmer woman, which she failed to realize was the mistress was herself, photographed a few years earlier. The husband tried to explain to her, I think while she was stabbing him, that he had found the photos and decided to upload them to his phone. Kind of romantic. And she,
what was her name?
Her name, the suspect identified only as Leonora R.
And what's her, what's his name?
It does not say.
Okay.
They left him
out.
I'm going
to say his name was Pedro. Leonora said, Pedro, you got some splaining to do.
Man smashed open Gardner Museum door, tossed in painting he had earlier stolen from a Newbury Street gallery.
Wait a second. What museum was this?
The Gardner Museum.
So this is like a man bites dog story. Someone didn't steal a picture from the Gardner. They brought a picture back that they had stolen from somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. It's really odd.
Boston, was it a Vermeer, by the way, worth $300 million?
Well, I'm getting the sense that it wasn't a real high-priced item because the man stole it and wrapped a blanket around it and then threw it back. And I guess when he stole it... Okay, wait, let me break this down for you.
Was it a Velvet Elvis? Was it stolen from a place in Wellington Circle?
Boston police report arresting a Randolph man on charges he smashed in a door at the Isabella Stewart Gardening Museum and left behind an object that brought the bomb and hazmat units early Saturday. Police report BPD detectives and U.S. Marshals nabbed Robert Vienz, 48, at a house in Braintree on Tuesday morning. He was charged with breaking and entering with intent to commit a felony. ArtNet reports that the mystery item found by police was a blanket-wrapped painting. Police say Vienz was already wanted for the theft of that painting and another item stolen from the Arden Gallery. After tossing the stolen paintings into the museum, he then pedaled away on his bike.
Wait, he pedaled away from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, which is in, like, the Fenway. He pedaled down to Braintree, where he was apprehended? That's a long... cold, dangerous bike ride, isn't it?
He might be a really good bicyclist. He's not a good thief, but he might be good on a bike. Neighbor smears dog poop on Fort Lauderdale man's yard signs.
Is this another indignity that Roger Stone has had to suffer this week?
Zach Heeman says he felt he had a good relationship with his neighbor, but when the Fort Lauderdale resident posted yard signs expressing his opinion, they were smeared with dog feces. So all I wanted to know was what the sign said.
Yeah, exactly.
He explained it to the police. He said, the first one was a tolerance sign. I said that we believe all lives matter, that love is love, that feminism is everything, and that you should essentially be accepting of everybody's opinions and beliefs. The second two were just reflecting the fact that Donald Trump doesn't reflect our values.
Not very many details in that one.
Parish man.
Someone thinks the picture that was thrown into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum was dogs playing cards.
Could be. Guys, by the way, Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Parish man, this is Parish, Florida, shoved Taco Bell burrito into wife's face during confrontation. A parish man is accused of smashing his Taco Bell order in his wife's face and up her nose during a confrontation over the weekend. She was talking to him that she was upset and depressed about an issue with her family, and she thought he was going to comfort her. And instead, he just went to Taco Bell and picked up lunch. Then when he came back, he held it in front of her face, making fun of her for being upset. The woman grabbed the burrito and threw it on the floor. This is when things got ugly. He picked up the burrito from the floor and smashed it in her face.
How do we know he wasn't using the burrito as a swab to take a COVID test?
That's true. I'm just saying, like, it's almost Valentine's Day, and people are being very, very cranky around this romantic holiday.
They're setting the bar very low.
Yes.
That's what they're doing.
Naked man goes for a run amid lockdown in London. Says he took off his clothes to wash himself.
Was there a fountain in the neighborhood?
Actually, how it's funny you should say that, because it does say everyone who saw him said he was walking down the road. He was walking quickly towards Bloomsbury Square Gardens and past the British Museum, completely unfazed by the numerous people staring at him. And I'm sorry I'm going fast here, guys. I have a lot of good ones, and I want to get to them.
Was his name Tubin?
Another good question. After second successful robbery of a Fenway bank, Man splurged on a cab to a McDonald's across town. Another local story. This happened on Huntington Ave at the Chase Bank. A man who held up the Chase Bank on Huntington Ave struck again around 11:40 on a Saturday. Oh, this time it was Massachusetts Ave. He ditched his outer clothing and then hopped in a car ride over to the McDonald's.
On a cab ride. Cab ride.
No, it says in a car ride.
Okay, I think it was a cab, though, that he took. But okay, go ahead.
When was the last time you saw a cab, my friend? The man gave a teller a demand note, said he had a gun, then fled on foot before his change of clothes and cab ride arrived. You're right, Howie.
The headline did say taxi, didn't it?
He's described as white, 5'5 to 5'8, with a medium build and gray hair around his ears. Huh.
Now, why do you think he went to a McDonald's on Mass Ave, of all places? Grace, do you think he was actually in the mood for a Big Mac, or was he going to buy something else, perhaps outside the McDonald's, from a vendor in the parking lot, so to speak?
Oh, I don't know. I'm such a McDonald's purist. I really was thinking of some hot fries on a cold night.
He's looking to get some Coke. Is that what you're saying? Diet Coke or regular?
They do have really good fountain soda. Guys, when we get back, I have
especially down on Mass Ave.
I have one more runner-up, and then I have our two winners.
All right. We will be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Back with Police Blotter Facts Friday with the winners, with Grace Curley. What do you got, Grace?
Here we go. Naked Wichita Falls man accused of... accused of licking windows. The suspect had a knife on him and fled from officers when they arrived on the scene. Officers chased the suspect on foot, and the suspect was eventually brought down with a taser. A victim told officers,
"Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Grace, were they consenting adult windows?
That's a very good question. I don't even understand.
Were they in pain?
The suspect was taken to the hospital after complaints of chest pains. An officer said the suspect had a
history of chest pains. Get it?
Oh, very good, Howie. You are on it today. All right, and this is my last story. It's really amazing. I want to know your take. Garbage man's caught on video snowman attack gets him fired. A garbage man in England has been fired after getting caught on camera going kung fu on a family sidewalk snowman. Footage shows the orange uniform trash worker delivering a half dozen kicks to the 6-foot snowman, decapitating the construction and ultimately reducing it to half its
barbaric.
Wait, so this is what's crazy. He gets fired and because he killed this kid snowman, and the mom's
but Frosty,
like,
the snowman will be back. We all know that, right? It's in the song.
Howie,
he'll be back someday.
This is the best
with his magic hat.
This is the best part. Meanwhile, the so-called bin man has told the Mirror that he'll build the kid another snowman if the family wants, but that he is not sorry. I don't think I have to say I'm sorry. His family knew it was not going to be there forever. He said the snowman
How does he know that?
He said the snowman was obstructing his path. I decided to kick it because I didn't think it was going to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't think that snowmen have feelings. It was going to melt and snow again. I didn't think it would have
such an
impact.
Take it up with Frosty.
Sounds like a couple of snowflakes to me.
Someone on Twitter said, this obviously has shown his character. Would you employ him? Thank you to Pantadosi Baking Company for their delicious bread and for sponsoring Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Back with Dr. Matt. I'm Howie Carr.